wiping cloths to clean automobiles with, and quite a number of things. Mm-hmm. But recently, since Darren Milligan has bought it, it's more comforting is being made in the greens than I would say than anything else.
Well, I went over there yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The meal store. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And which one? You told me Mr. worked in.
Now, he worked for West Point Pepperell.
Oh, I see.
You see, that they have two mills here. Well, the Dixie Division and the Dotson Division. But it is all West Point Pepperell. Now, they were two separate mills, but West Point Pepperell secured them.
Mm-hmm.
And at Dunson, they make sheeting and other cloth. At Dixie, I think they make some duck and so forth and so on to use.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about your and Mr. I'll say your closer friends, what sort of things you all do for entertainment?
Yeah, of course, we do have here in the community a community club that these were formed quite a few years ago out in the different communities. And this, well, they would select a name, and the homeland was selected for this section.
Well, now, you really are, although you're right here in LaGrange, actually not in the city limits, is
oh,
that
no, right? We're not in the city. I'm a mile. The railroad is a city. Is the city limits, mm-hmm. and I'm a mile outside of the city
but
of LaGrange.
This is the town all around.
This
here.
Is the town that's all that's around that's still. But we had community clubs that were formed in all parts of Tripp County, and they competed to see which one would do the most improvements or improve the community the best, and it was a contest. Of course, as I say, some of them have disbanded, and they are not functioning anymore because so many people have sold the land and moved, and that is, but we still have this community club that we meet once a month. We carry a covered dish supper. We have a covered dish supper. And as I say, sometimes that's when we see
Our
friends and our neighbors, and then we go to a church and see them there. And
you mentioned Methodist Church.
Yes,
which church
is this
that?
Is Long Cane.
It's out.
It's below here, but it's down at Gabbettville. That's where my husband came from, you
now
see.
How far out is
about 8 miles.
Uh-huh. When you say you're going to church, do you say I'm going out to or over to?
We're going to church.
Just going to church?
Oh, we're going to church services.
Okay, and would you say over at Gabbettville or down to
To Long Cane.
To Long Cane? Is that one word?
That's, no, it's two words.
Long Cane. Mm-hmm.
That has
to do with the crop?
I don't know why it was, it's one of the oldest settlements. It's not the oldest settlement, but it is one among the oldest settlements in Tripp County.
Mm-hmm. Is it spelled C-A-N-E?
C-A-N-E, L-O-N-G, capital C-A-N-E. And this Methodist church was formed years ago, and the Baptist church, one is on one side of the road, and the Methodist is on the other side.
Oh, and never the twain shall meet.
And the cemetery, both churches use the same
cemetery.
Of course, the cemetery is on the Baptist church.